Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, one of the stables who have been on fire, especially with the big races over the Autumn Carnival, has been Team Hayes and Dabernick, and they are looking for another big trophy on the mantelpiece come Saturday. Tom Dabernick joins us. How are you, Tom?
Good, Michael.
It's been a remarkable run, hasn't it? Especially with long price feature race wins.
Yes, no, we couldn't be more pleased, and we're very fortunate to have a great team of staff around us and owners and good team of horses, so it's all couldn't be happier.
Well, you haven't been involved in a slipper win with David Hayes. I think the last one was Miss Finland back in 2006. So are you looking after the Ford at Mornington, are you, or did you get a Guernsey to head to Sydney?
And I've done the last three weekends in Sydney, but I'll be in Melbourne this weekend. David's up there this week.
Well, you'll be partying no matter where you are if you can win the slipper. Kefila's the first emergency, so unlikely to get a run. If she did, you've got Enbahar and Long Leaf in. Would she almost be your top pick?
We're really thrilled with her run in the Black Opal and, you know, her Black Opal run and her Blue Diamond. She'd drawn poorly. You know, we know that she's a highly talented filly, and I think if she, Damien Oliver felt that if he had drawn a gate in the Black Opal, he would have gone close to winning. So we'll just have to see. Not many people scratch out of Golden Slippers, so it's probably unlikely we're going to start.
Gee, Enbahar is a huge price, $41. None of your horses have fed too well at the barrier. Barrier 15 for Enbahar, 19 for Longleaf. But yeah, you take the form line through the Blue Diamond and Written By, you were beaten 2.5 lengths, but that form is certainly the form line that most of the punters want to be playing.
Yes, well, she drew wide in the Blue Diamond also, so we know that riding her quietly, she can finish. She's had a trial up in Sydney on heavy ground, so she had a bit of a feel of a wet track. I think she's over the odds, and I think she's an each-way hope for sure.
And what about Longleaf? It was pretty disappointing last start. Has it come through that run any better from when it was down the track in the Blue Diamond? Didn't get things go its way early, was checked. So would you say that's a forget run, or were you a little disappointed with how he finished off?
Initially, we were a little disappointed. But, you know, clearly his form prior to the Blue Diamond was faultless, and I think he just got himself in an awkward position, and being a colt, cluttered up, and you know, he resented being in there, and wasn't on the day, didn't put his best foot forward. So I think actually the widest draw, if you can take a positive out of that, we can give him a chance early, and hopefully he'll have the galloping room. I don't know about him on wet ground. It was a soft five when he won at Sandown, but any worse than that, I'm not sure. He goes into blinkers, but he's certainly a very talented colt, and you know, it certainly wouldn't surprise me if he got anywhere near back to his form that we know that he's capable of. He's certainly, I think, he's a Group 1 horse.
Who beats who home?
I don't know. You know, from those wide gates, it's going to be tricky, but we always know there's going to be extremely good pressure, and the fancied horses are drawn alongside one another, and they both go forward. So we'll just let them balance, and hopefully we'll be finishing strong. So I don't want to be a fence sitter.
But you will.
I don't really know, to be honest, no.
All right, the Randwick Stakes, you get your Australian Cup winner Harlem back in action, and also Ventura Storm, who was huge in the Australian Cup as well. Might have had the pattern go his way that day, Harlem, and it might be a different story come to Rose Hill on Saturday, but has he come through the Australian Cup? And which way would you be leaning between Harlem and Ventura Storm?
Well, Harlem, you can't, you know, his win was outstanding. He's probably, if it was heavy ground, I'd be a little bit concerned. He's whereas Ventura Storm he was only second up in the Australian Cup, and I'd probably slightly maybe lean towards maybe Ventura Storm.
Okay, well, it's a nice lead for the punters there. Of your other runners in Sydney, who would you say is your best hope? You've got Tulip in the last. She's drawn out wide. It may well be the place to be by the last. What chance do you give her?
I'd give her a great chance, actually. She ran third in the Golden Slipper on a heavy track and drawn wide by the last race. You know, they might be coming down the middle of the track. Mm. So she loves getting her toe in. So I'd certainly probably say Tulip, yeah, for sure.
And Harlow Gold looks a good chance as well, going around in the opponent.
Yeah, hard and fit, and she raced in the autumn on the Sydney leg, so she hasn't won for a while, but shouldn't be too far away.
What happened to Darren? Has he just lost interest, or what's the story with him?
Well, you know, he 1300 possibly condition. He pulled up and had a big blow, so definitely be fitter for that run. And I think if we get this rain about, his win in the Arrowfield was on a wet track, so I think he'll appreciate the sting out of the ground. So, you know, it goes back into blinkers. But once again, he's a horse that hasn't won for a while, but he was very good last autumn.
Friday night at the Valley, Group 1 racing in the William Reid. You have three horses in there. I'm assuming Thronham's going to run in the William Reid?
Decision hasn't been made, okay. But we will know by probably lunchtime today. At this stage, they're probably leaning towards running at Moonee Valley.
Well, he's certainly drawn very well. Probably in the wrong part of the track down the straight in the Newmarket. He's been racing so well this time in. You've got Catchy as well, who's drawn well, and Furyk, who was disappointing first up in the Oakley Plate, but we know she's better than that. So of those three, which way would you be leaning?
Look, I'd probably have thrown him gets the lead. His win in the Australia Stakes when he went forward and led and won was excellent. So probably lean towards him. But Catchy, I think, could definitely get back to her best. And Furyk's had two starts at Moonee Valley over that distance for two wins, so she goes at the track. So I'd probably lean towards possibly throwing them, but you could make a case for all three.
You got such a big hand in at the Valley on Friday night. Shakura, she was good last start, and Samavere, who was unlucky. You're expecting both of those to go close, no doubt?
Yeah, they're both hard and fit and in good form, and certainly wouldn't talk the punters out of sticking with them.
And then we head to Mornington on Saturday as well. It's the provincial meeting, but it's always a great meeting. And good to see Nick Hall making his return to race riding after more than a year out of the saddle. He's got a couple of rides for you, a Fighting Fury, Tigers in action tonight, and Esher Track as well. So have you set Nick up for a return to the saddle with a win?
Well, horses certainly run for him. I don't know what his fitness will be like under race day pressure, but... he's on a couple of good chances. Fighting Fury was a good run first up and found the line. The 1500 looks like it should suit. And Esterak has probably needed those couple of runs just to get him fit. But I certainly, he's been a winner at Mornington also. So if he got back to his best form, you could make a case for him.
All right, I'm going to get greedy now, Tom. Can you give me your best at the Valley on Friday night?
Best at the Valley, Shakura.
Best at Rose Hill?
Tulip.
And the best from Mornington?
Best from Mornington, I'd probably... Mornington's a toughie. I'm going to go a little bit outside the square here and tip Velox in race two.
Velox. All right, there's a nice little all-up for the punters out there. Good luck on the weekend, Tom.
Okay, thank you, Mike.